I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. China and the United States agreed on Monday to stabilize their intense rivalry so it doesn't veer into conflict, but failed to produce any major breakthrough during a rare visit to Beijing by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Chinese President Xi Jinping welcomed quote-unquote progress after shaking hands with Blinken at the Great Hall of the People, a grand venue usually reserved for greeting heads of state. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has gone on trial on new charges of extremism that could keep him behind bars for decades. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The session took place at a maximum security penal colony in Melikhovo, east of Moscow, where Navalny's serving a 9-year sentence for fraud and contempt of court charges he says are politically motivated. Navalny, who exposed official corruption and organized major anti-Kremlin protests, was arrested in January 2021 upon returning to Moscow after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. Navalny, wearing his prison garb, looked gaunt at the session, but spoke emphatically about the weakness of the state's case and gestured energetically. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli army on Monday released footage is saying to show combat helicopter strikes during a raid in the West Bank that killed 5 Palestinians. A teenager was amongst those killed in the raid, which wounded more than 90 and led to an hours-long gun battle between Israeli soldiers and armed fighters in the city of Jenin. This is VOA News. Sudanese residents told VOA a cautious calm came over Khartoum on Monday, a day after a 72-hour ceasefire agreement came into effect, but many families are still struggling to access basic services. Michael Atit reports from Juba in neighboring South Sudan.
Clashes between the army and the RSF, which began on April the 15th, displaced about 2.2 million individuals, including 1 million children. In a report released on Thursday, UNICEF says the ongoing fighting in Sudan has left more than 13 million children in dire need of humanitarian assistance. The report said more than 330 children were killed and 1,900 others injured during the first week of June. Michael Latit for VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
Health authorities in Malawi are claiming victory in the battle against the deadliest cholera outbreak in the country's history, which killed nearly 2,000 people. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi registered the first cholera case in March of last year. Statistics from the Public Health Institute of Malawi show that the country has so far recorded 58,870 cumulative confirmed cases and 1,761 deaths. Malawi, however, has now seen a steady decline in the death rate, with no new cases or hospitalizations in most districts for the past 2 weeks. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
U.S. President Joe Biden has 2 campaign fundraisers in the San Francisco, California area on Monday as he ramps up his re-election effort, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
These fundraisers are the first of 4 this week for President Biden as his campaign builds up its coffers for 2024. According to a person close to the president, the Biden campaign has more than 20 fundraisers scheduled in the second half of June, and more than half will involve Biden. The fundraising blitz follows Biden's first campaign rally on Saturday in Philadelphia, where he was endorsed by key unions. At a Friday fundraising event in Connecticut, Biden said his goal is to tell more voters about his legislative accomplishments. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A submersible vessel used to take tourists to see the wreckage of the Titanic in the North Atlantic has gone missing, triggering a search and rescue operation, the U.S. Coast Guard said Monday. It was not immediately known how many people were on the vessel, operated by a company called Ocean Gate Expeditions. I'm Joe Ramsey.